Good evening, ladies and gentlemen and all, and welcome to the Tuesday night concert, week four of Augusta, Dance Week, Scottish Week. Tonight we are going to hear our Dance Week staff in all manner of configurations and styles of music, I think. My name is Martha Tyner. I work in the Augusta office. I work here year-round, so those of you who have come here for a week and wish you could stay longer, what would it be like to spend more than 1 week at Augusta? I've been here, this is my 81st week at Augusta, and I so far have more or less survived. I don't know if the rest of the staff around me has. At any rate, I can tell you more about the exciting times in the Augusta office as the evening goes on, but we want to start right off this evening with the first of our entertainment, which will be done by Bill Wellington, who's here this week working on Dance Week staff, also with the Folk Arts for Kids class. When he's not at Augusta, Bill works extensively in schools, and that work in schools has been where he's developed the whole idea of Radio WOOF, the wonderful world of folklore. And so here on the Augusta stage this evening, Bill Wellington with Radio Wolf.
Bill Wellington coming to you over Radio WOOF,
Wolf, Wolf,
bringing you news and notes, views and quotes from the world of folklore, a land of fiddles and riddles, banjos and songs, and stories to listen to all night long, a land that's fun and fancy free. Let's go there now, just you and me. Down the street, down the street, Buffalo Gal I chanced to meet, and we danced by the light of the moon. Said Buffalo Gal's gonna come out tonight, Buffalo Gal, come out tonight, Buffalo Gal's gonna come out tonight, and dance by the light of the moon. Wanna dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking, and her knees keep a knocking. Got a hole in her stocking. Wanna dance with a dolly with a hole in her stocking by the light of the silvery moon. I said, Buffalo Gals, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Buffalo Gals, won't you come out tonight? Dance by the light of the moon. I said, everyone, won't you come out tonight? Come out tonight, come out tonight. Won't you come out tonight? Wanna dance by the light of the moon? Yeah! Well, thank you very much, everybody. It's really a great pleasure to bring WOOF to the Augusta stage. And now I'm going to tell you about one of the coolest kids I ever met at school, a guy named Gnarly Road Rash. Oh, there once was a radical kid who was cool at all he did. He said, hey, dude, and he's really rude, and he did 360s on a skateboard, too. He wore cool surfer clothes, he had earrings in his nose, and he talked in jive, he gave high fives, and he's cool wherever he goes. Oh, this awesome dude is Gnarly Road Rash. He is a real flash, he makes a big splash. And while on his skateboard he is flying, all the girls are sighing as they call his name. Well, nobody remembers Gnarly's real name. He was a kid who, like a lot of kids, wanted to skateboard real bad. And that's how he did it. Real bad. Every time he jumped on the skateboard, he fell off. He'd jump back on, he'd fall off. Jump back on, off. Until he had scrapes and bruises on his knee bone, and his ankle bone, his wrist bone and his elbow bone, his hair bone and his you-know-where bone, his trombone, his wishbone and his funny bone. And then a little kid named Freddy said, man, you are covered with gnarly road rashes. And that is how this ultimately dutiful rad got the name that would carry him to fame, Gnarly Road Rash. Well, he still couldn't skateboard very well. But he, like Thomas Edison, believed that skateboarding is 2% inspiration and 98% perspiration. So every day, he perspired in the persistent pursuit of perfection upon that precarious platform that presently propels so many of our prepubescents, the skateboard. Until one day, he actually stayed on the thing for longer than 10 seconds. Then he stayed on for 30 seconds. And then finally a minute. And then after many weeks, he went back to the playground. All the other kids saw him coming, and they said, "Hey man, here comes Gnarly Road Rash. Let's watch him fall off his skateboard. This is really entertaining." And he got on his skateboard, and he did a 360. He did a 720. He did a 1440. He did a 2880. He did a 5960. He's going around and around so fast that nobody could count. And he jumped off his skateboard, and he said, "Dude, that was awesome. And all the kids sang. Oh, there once was a radical kid. He was cool at all he did. He said, "Hey, dude," and he's really rude. And he did 360s on a skateboard too. He wore cool surfer clothes. He had earrings in his nose. And he talked and jived. He gave high fives and he's cool wherever he goes. Oh, this awesome dude is Gnarly Road Rash. He is a real flash. He makes a big splash. And while on his skateboard he is flying, all the girls are sighing as they call his name. Oh, Gnarly Road Rash!
Thank you.
And now we're going to go for a visit with that learned professor, the founder of folklore himself, Dr. I Am Anonymous.
Who's that guy that we adore? The good little founder of folklore. I Am Anonymous, he's the man, so come in, duck, and tell us what you can on WWOF. Woof, woof.
Well, Bill, we're over here at the playground, and we're looking for folklore, and I'm sure we'll find something, because you see, folklore is all around us. In fact, if you're not careful, you might just bump into some. Hey, watch where you're going there, will you?
You better watch out where you're going, mister.
Hey, listen, I think you ought to be careful with that rope you're swinging. What are you guys doing anyway?
Well, we're playing jump rope.
Oh, yeah? Well, let's see some.
Well, okay, Nolan.
Start again.
Cinderella, dressed in yellow, went upstairs to kiss her fella. She made a mistake and kissed a snake. How many doctors did it take?
One.
It's time to have some fun.
Two.
Jump rope goes under your shoe.
Three.
It's a rhythm and a rhyme, you see.
Four.
And a little bit of folklore.
Five.
I'm glad to be alive.
Six.
Just watch these jump rope tricks.
Seven.
Gonna jump all the way to heaven.
Eight.
No time to hesitate. Say
one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
It's a jump rope jump. Yeah, the jump rope jump. There, the jump rope jump. Well, the jump rope jump. Say, swing that rope and don't be slow. It's a jump rope jump and away we go. Let's go! Jump with that rope. Virginia, Virginia, ha, 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 kissed her fella on a railroad car. I'll tell Ma, I'll tell Pa, Virginia, Virginia, ha, 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 ha,
ha,
ha, ha, ha. It's a jump rope jump, yeah, the jump rope jump, oh, the jump rope jump, yeah, the jump rope jump. Say, swing that rope and don't be slow, it's a jump rope jump, and away we go, let's go.
Bye.
Jump rope jump.
All right, then.
And now, we're going to have a visit with WOOF's very own singing reporter, Miss Melody Warbler.
A delicate mite. The mother was poor and the baby was thin. Only a skeleton covered with skin. The mother turned round for the soap on the rack. She weren't gone a minute. Gone down the plug hole. Your baby has gone down the plug. The poor little thing was so skinny and thin. He should have been washed in a jug. In a jug. Your baby is perfectly happy.
Before we begin our last number here, I'd like to introduce our WOOF players here tonight. Over on my left, Mr. Matthew Roberts and Georgia Rose Armstrong Park. Noah Smith tucked down in there. Noah Smith. Mary Jo Ramsey Smith. Jenny Marcelino. Susanna Armstrong Park. Fred Park. Meredith McIntosh, yeah. Dirk Powell, and last but not least, Mr. John Herman, the Woof Players. Now, this last story we have, we'd like you all to sing along with us once you pick up the words. Oh, I came down last Saturday morning, just hoping to watch some cartoons. Why, the TV has died, my young brother cried. I hope Dad can fix it real soon. So we called up the TV repairman. He said, sir, I'm sorry to say, all the TVs have died, no one knows why. But you can't watch your TV today. Oh, how could we live without TV? Oh, life would be so hard. We'd have to take baseballs and bats and gloves and go out and play in the yard. Or else get a pole and go fishing, sitting down by a clear blue stream. Well, I hope that I'd find it was all in my mind and only a terrible dream. Well, heartbroken, I looked at my brother and said, now what do we do? While I never imagined this happening, I'm just not prepared. Are you? What about my soap operas, said mother. Dad said, I'll miss the big game. We all looked so blue. It was then that I knew life would never again be the same. Oh, how could we live without TV? Oh, life would be so hard.
and only a terrible dream. Why, we could learn to play banjos and fiddles, or make puppets and put on a show. Let's get Grandma to tell us a story of what life was like long ago. We could play hopscotch or jump rope together, or perhaps build a house in a tree. We could learn how to cook, read a good book that keeps us awake until three. Why, we could whistle, yodel, and riddle, or make up a limerick rhyme. Why, we could ride on our skateboards and juggle while eating ice cream at the same time. I said, hey, I'm beginning to like this. It's fun to think of the things we could do. I got a great idea. Let's just get out of here and forget that darned old boo too. Oh, how could we live without TV? Oh, life would be so hard. Why, we'd have to. We'd have to take baseballs and bats and gloves and go out and play in the yard. Or else get a pole and go fishing. Sit down by a clear blue stream. Well, I know that I'll find it might not be all in my mind and might be a wonderful dream. Thank you.
Woof, woof, woof.
Let's have a bow, everybody.
So, just as I promised you, more about real life at Augusta. My title is Coordinator of Operations. So that means my job description is know everything about Augusta, know where everything is at Augusta, and know everything that's going on at Augusta. I don't. But what I do is I write it on little yellow pieces of paper like this, and then I put them on my desk and pretend like they're done. It almost works. But anyway, the result is that I do know lots of really neat stuff about Augusta. For example, some of the things I do know. There are 1,604 people coming to take classes this summer over the course of 5 weeks. 309 of you are here this week. 138 of you are here for dance week. The average zip code of everyone who is here this week is 27741. As far as we can tell, that is close to Durham, North Carolina. I'm not sure there is. Oh, see, there's who weighted the average. But Dance Week's average zip code is 30093, which is Norcross, Georgia. Anyone here from Norcross? You know? Unfortunately, we don't have prizes, but. Each section of this floor weighs 237 pounds. There are nine of them. We have moved it 14 times so far this summer. We want to thank 32 people who have individually at various times lifted one or more sections of this floor. But it's one of our favorite parts. What else do I know? One of the things that we do in our spare time in the office during the year is practice the names of the people who have come to Augusta during the summer. This year especially, we had some sort of we saw more vowels this year than ever before, I think, in people's names. We are still figuring out ways to correlate that data and see if it relates to the fact that this is the first year we ran an ad in the Utney Reader. That's our only theory that we had. The trickiest one, the one we practiced the most this year, I'm not sure which week, and if you're here, I hope no one knows I'm not taking these names in vain, but Harold and Carol Heller came this year. Say that six times real fast. Harold and Carol Heller. We were just thankful that they did not choose to sign up for rag rug weaving and Adirondack pack baskets. But they didn't. So, well, the other part of knowing all about Augusta, I hope, I'm not sure it happened, but as you came in tonight, you were invited to take one of these yellow pieces of paper. They had them around the box. Oh, I see some out there. All right. You can write any question that you have about Augusta on this yellow piece of paper. And during intermission, what should we do it? What's the best place to do with them? I think we'll collect them right here by this speaker. Carefully, don't trip over the speaker pole or whatever. But if you want to put them here on the stage, I'll gather them up right at the end of intermission, and then I will be prepared halfway through this second part of the show to answer your questions. So whatever it is you want to know, you understand that the answers may or may not be related to the questions that you put on that yellow piece of paper. But it's my job. I got to tell you something. So I'll do that. So that's your homework, your assignment for intermission, is to whatever you ever wanted to know about Augusta, and I get to tell you what it is. But before that, we have a lot more music for you to enjoy before that intermission. Coming up next are three women who are here on staff this week playing music for, see, it's all on yellow pieces of paper. I don't know this stuff. For contra dancing, for couple dancing, for swing dancing. We started looking at Dance Week this year and said, well, we should have some swing classes. And someone said, Ruthie Dornfeld could play for those. We said, well, we should have some contra classes. And they said, Ruthie Dornfeld could play with those. And somebody said, what if we do some Hungarian? Somebody said, Ruthie Dornfeld could play for that. So what was there to do but invite Ruthie Dornfeld to come play music? Ruthie's from Cambridge, Massachusetts, and plays with the Poodles, the American Cafe Orchestra, and Boston City Limits, and has also brought with her for to provide music this week, Sid Smith from Seattle, Washington. I didn't have a chance to ask how they rehearse, I guess conference calls or something. And Carol Hamm from New Hampshire, also one of the Poodles, and I believe they are ready to play some music.
Hi. We're gonna start off with a song about Louisiana, our home, which is probably a weird choice for people who come from three women from New Hampshire, Seattle, Washington, and Boston, Massachusetts, but we thought you'd like to have the opportunity to hear us say, I declare. It's called an old jazz tune called Louisiana.
Sorry about that.
Louisiana, the place is grander, I declare.
I declare.
The skies are bluer, no friends are truer anywhere.
Anywhere.
Take me to your heart, give me one more start. I'm a little child, just kid running wild. Louisiana, Louisiana, my home. Thank you. Louisiana, I've been sad.
I've been sad.
Louisiana, Louisiana, now I'm glad.
Mighty glad.
Ooh. The whistle's blowing, the train is going, here I come. Oh. I'm tired of roaming, that's why I'm homing.
Back to happiness and then some.
Louisiana, the place is grander, I declare.
I declare.
The skies are bluer, no friends are truer anywhere.
Anywhere.
Take me to your heart, give me one more star. I'm a little child, just kid running wild. Louisiana, Louisiana, my home. Louisiana, Louisiana, my home.
Thank you. Well, if you looked out the window recently, you've seen it's getting dark out already. And we're going to slow things down a little bit and sing a song about the time of day it is right this very minute. It's called Evening.
Evening, nighttime comes and you find me. Why must you always remind me that my man is gone? Oh, evening, can't you see I'm deep in your power? Each minute seems like an hour since my man is gone. Shadows fall upon the wall. Dawn is a breaking. I don't care if I don't awaken since my man is gone.
To do a waltz now from Venezuela called La Partida.
Two, three.
Thank you. I'd like to take a minute here to introduce the band. The woman playing the wonderful fiddle is Ruthie Dornfeld from Cambridge, Massachusetts. And my name's Carol Hamm. I come from Hancock, New Hampshire, originally from Greencastle, Indiana. Had to get that in there. And the woman sitting to my left is the writer of the next song that we're going to be doing. She comes from Seattle, Washington. Her name's Sid Smith.
This is the best time to write a song is after you've had a good time playing music. And I had a great time one night. I came home and wrote this song about the time when the light was starting to come back again. And it's a depressing song, but it's actually, I wrote it in a good mood, so I don't want you to feel bad about this. Called Almost Daybreak.
Almost daybreak. I am by myself. What a heartache. I'm back up on the ship. Easy come, easy go. Why I bother, I don't know. Oh, sweet light, shine with a night. Almost daybreak. It's silent as a stone. When will the birds wake? I am so alone. Easy come, easy go. Why I'm crying, I don't know. Oh, sweet light, shine. Thank you. almost daybreak. I've got to close my eyes. It was a mistake. I guess it's no surprise. Easy come, easy go. Why I loved him, I don't know. Oh, sweet light, shine. Oh, sweet light, shine. Oh, sweet light, shine with a night.
Thank you. Well, with the small amount of time they've allotted us tonight, it's really hard to fit in all the different styles of tunes that we like to play, but we're going to finish up tonight with a couple fiddle tunes that Ruthie's going to play for us. Oh yeah, we'll be playing too, of course.
The first tune is called Highlander's Farewell, and the second tune is called Waiting for Nancy.
Thank you.
gotta catch my breath. Phew. Yellow notes. Interesting facts about the Davis and Elkins College campus. You wanted to know this. The distance, walking distance from the front of the campus center to the back of the campus center is 132 feet. No, that's not right, it's more than that. Sorry, I read it wrong, 367 feet. The driving distance from the front of the campus center to the back of the campus center is 1.62 miles. Somebody actually told me this and I've really forgotten how many steps there are down to the dining hall and back up to eat. Davis and Elkins College itself is a small liberal arts college affiliated with the Presbyterian Church USA. You knew that from reading your catalog. You also know that Elkins is a small, friendly town, population 8,000, in the Potomac Highlands of West Virginia, near the Monongahela National Forest. What you may not know about Elkins is the name of the Iron Horse. And it so happens, the Iron Horse's name is Kentucky. That's the truth. We've determined it. Actually, we did look through extensive files and found a picture of Henry Gassaway Davis on his favorite horse, whose name was Kentucky, and I believe that is the Iron Horse. I think it's true. I have a few announcements, things that are going on this week at Augusta, that some of which you know about, some of which you'll want to know about. The most current thing, the thing that happens first, is that there are records and tapes on sale in the lobby during intermission, and again after the concert, of performers here this evening and throughout the week and some of the other weeks that have been here. So it's a great source of all kinds, old-time music and New England music and blues and swing and some of everything in there. Friday night there's another concert here starting at 7:30. You'll want to get here and catch all the Scottish Week staff and some other things. The auction, don't forget the silent auction, taking place now, even as we speak. There's frantic bidding, I'm sure, for the horse and the clock. That horse could be named Kentucky if you wanted him to be. I mean, you know, you can name him whatever you want to. Check out the lobby downstairs during the day, during the rest of the week, and make some bids on that great stuff. And what else do I need to know here? This is show and tell for this segment of the program here. This is this year's official camp pictures at Augusta. This is week two picture. One of our participants, Mark Crabtree, has this great camera that takes these panoramic shots, and everyone needs to go to the backside of Hallyhurst tomorrow at 12:45 and get in the picture. What you do as you come from lunch, as you hesitantly, slowly leave the dining hall, hating to go, I know, as long as there's one drop of ice cream left. But anyway, you come down the stairs of the dining hall, and instead of turning and heading down the street, just go the other way, and you'll find this nice expansive lawn and beautiful Hallyhurst in the background, and we'll have a picture taken. And what you may notice if you look close, this is going to be posted around the dining hall so you can look close. There are some individuals from week two right here in this end of the picture, and also right here at this end of the picture, because when the camera starts over here, if you run really fast around behind the camera, you can get over here. So, no, that's the truth. Yeah. So what I figured out is that if everybody does that, this picture will never, ever end. So we could do that. So anyway, check that out. And do come to Hallyhurst at 12:45 tomorrow. Let me sort through my pocket. This one has my meal ticket and my keys. And okay, back to the LP. Everyone thinking of your questions for intermission, because it's coming up, but not too soon, because before that we've got some really great music that you want to hear, which is going to be provided by a band that is here this week playing for contra dancing and for couples dancing and for New England dancing of all sorts. Before I mention that, I know what else I wanted to mention. One person who does not have an opportunity to appear in this concert, but who's real important to it, I think, because the person who assembled the staff that is playing for you tonight is Linda Fallon, who's coordinator of Dance Week, and I think she ought to be recognized. And So she's brought, for the to finish off the first half of the concert, we've got a New England dance band, the Northern Band, that's been playing with classes with Steve Zakon. He's been doing the calling and the teaching in contra dances and couple dances. Did I already say?